From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the KERA yearbook checks in with Black and Latino teens who talk about why they don't trust police. And a Plano-born actor finds theatrical gold in Barbra Streisand's basement. First, to the politics of debate. And it's official. The candidates for Texas governor will square off in a live debate at KERA on September 30th. Democrat Wendy Davis signed on today. Republican Greg Abbott accepted Friday. This will be their second debate. The first is on September 19th in McAllen. Both candidates had previously agreed to a debate sponsored by WFAA-TV and the Texas Tribune, but Abbott pulled out last week, citing problems with the format. The September 30th debate at the KERA studios will be a co-production with the Dallas Morning News, NBC5, Telemundo 39, and other media partners. In the days after police shot an unarmed 18-year-old in Ferguson, Missouri, the University of Chicago released a study with some startling findings. Fewer than half of African Americans between 18 and 29 say they trust the police. Among whites, the number is 72%, Latinos 60%. As part of our new KERA yearbook project, producer Diana Douglas talked with four Black and Latino teenagers from the Southside neighborhood in Fort Worth. They recounted personal experiences and the stories they've heard from friends. The students are all 10th graders at Polytechnic High School. We'll hear first from Edgar Ambrose and Jaylene Ramirez.
Some policemen don't even really, in my opinion, they don't really like the job. They just do it to get power. I feel like policemen target African Americans more and Latinos at the same time because those race are the ones most in gangs. And so he might look at me and like, I'm in a gang or I'm a high school student, but you never know.
You can't say all police are bad, but some that do make the other policemen look bad will make all of them look bad. Like, I've recently seen videos on Facebook that they put of policemen, and they're brutally beating people up, and they already have them handcuffed, and they're hitting them. And why do they have to do that? I don't know, that doesn't seem right.
My name is Jacob Hurtado, and I'm a sophomore at Poly High School. I mean, it's just that I don't trust cops. I don't even know his name, but there's like an old guy, and he like rides around in the car. He came to the store because the store that's right across the street, and he's like started asking my friend all questions and everything. What were we doing, and why were we over there, and all stuff. And we weren't even on campus or nothing. We were off campus, just at the store. And my friend like gave him answers. You know, he was polite to him, and it looked like officer came at my friend, and then they ended up getting into like a little fight. The officer kneed my homeboy in the face like 6 times. Like my homeboy had like a big old like knot on his head. That's one of the main reasons why I don't like cops. But you always have that thing in your mind, it's like, well, I could die. So, I mean, there's so much dirty cops and everything. So, yeah, it's one of the other reasons why I just don't like cops.
Hi, my name is Kiana Vincent, and I am in the 10th grade. And it was one Thanksgiving. My dad, cousin, and grandmother got arrested for no apparent reason. Like, the way they treated my dad and my grandmother got tased like 2-3 times. They smashed my dad's legs in the door, and I don't know, seeing that, it terrified me. I was 13, I think. That was the worst day ever. It's like, you're supposed to protect us and give us peace, but you do this, and it was horrifying.
Student voices from the KERA Yearbook Project, part of our American Graduate Initiative. Listen in Friday night at 9 when NPR's Michelle Martin hosts a St. Louis public radio special called Ferguson and Beyond, a community conversation. Tomorrow night, the NFL kicks off the new season in front of fans and critics. Steve Almond is both. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about his new book, Against Football, one fan's reluctant manifesto.
We, the fans, actually do want to consume the violence. That's why you have parabolic mics on the sidelines that pick up every bone-crunching decibel of every hit. That's why you have endless replays of the most dramatic hits. That's why when you go to a football game, whether you like it or not, there is an involuntary limbic reaction when there's a big hit and you hear the crowd go, ooh. That's something that is very primal, that's deep inside of us, and that is why fans turn to the game. And if we're really honest with ourselves, contained within the excellence that we're seeing is the ability to inflict punishment and to absorb punishment silently and without complaint. That is the kind of compact that we make with athletes. We consume them when they're young. We consume their grace, their elegance, their courage, their valor, even if it becomes self-punishing or masochistic. And I think mostly we just don't want to think about them later in their lives.
You can listen to Think again tonight at 10 and Friday night at 10. KERA-TV will re-air the award-winning Frontline documentary, League of Denial, about the NFL's concussion crisis. Michael Urie made his name on TV in the series Ugly Betty. The Plano native is no stranger to the stage. A one-man show he originated off-Broadway opens tonight at the Dallas City Performance Hall. It's called Buyer and Seller. He tells KERA's Ann Bothwell that seller, that's seller, like basement, Barbara Streisand's basement.
Michael Urie, welcome to the KERA newsroom.
Thank you.
Can you set up Buyer and Seller for us?
Absolutely. It is the completely fictional tale of a completely made-up guy who works in the absolutely real street of shops at Barbara Streisand's house that she has in her basement.
Okay, so she has...
A mall in her basement.
A shopping mall.
She has a shopping mall in her basement. And Jonathan Tollens is the brilliant writer of Buyer and Seller. He has imagined that someone gets hired to run those shops, and he has one customer.
And you play all of the roles.
I play everyone. I play Alex Moore, to begin with, who is the struggling actor who gets hired to be the clerk in the street of shops. And then I also play the woman who runs Barbara Streisand's house. I play Alex Moore's boyfriend, Barry. I play the lady of the house herself, Ms. Streisand.
Is he trying to sell things to her? Does she buy things from him?
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do until she says, you have nice things here. And he realizes, oh, we're going to play. We're going to play shopkeeper. It starts there, and it is hilarious, but it goes to so many wonderful places. And then it becomes really about what it's like to for a have and a have not to be friends.
Streisand has some really devoted fans. Were you one of them before this show?
I was a fan, not a super fan. I wouldn't have called myself a devoted fan. I didn't follow her every move. In 1994, she did her big comeback concert, and I remember really liking it, but also I remember my mother explaining it to me. Like, why is she so nervous? Well, she hasn't done a concert in 20 years. Oh, well, why is everyone so excited? Well, she hasn't done a concert. Why is she making fun of her nose? Well, she, you know, and all these things I remember learning about Barbara from my mother.
So what did you have to do to prepare?
I'm not going to just do an impression of her because there's no costume changes. There's no fingernails or putty nose or, you know, wig or sequins or anything like that. It's really just like I sort of just become her.
Has she seen the performance?
No, she has not. Wah, wah,
wah. Do you think she should?
I don't. I think if there's ever a video made, like a nice film of it, of the stage production, that would be something that she could probably handle. I mean, I it would be really hard for me to do the play if I knew she was there.
You grew up in Plano, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Have you performed professionally in the area?
No, I haven't.
So this is your first...
This will be my professional acting debut in the Dallas area. I mean, it's the first time I'm coming home to show everybody what I've been working on. And it's crazy. I am nervous. I'm nervous about it.
Michael Urie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
To learn about a documentary Michael Urie is making, visit artandseek.org.
Tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Should be mostly clear tonight with a low around 78. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high about 97. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. A low near 77. It's currently 95 degrees in Dallas, 98 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.
And if I find out your turn at bat, sir, At least I didn't fake it, hat. So I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of